Now it's time to hear Flirty Gary entering into the monster community. I'm always amazed by this, that Gary gets someone on the phone and they're into you when you do these ridiculous things.
The worst part is I spent my whole life being nice to women, and I didn't realize if I was just a wacko, I could get laid.
Yeah. Who knew? Just listen to this.
You struck out a lot being nice, yeah. But you're like 100% as Flirty Gary.
I have learned so much from this Flirty Gary series, and I hate to say it, but the women don't want what I offer. This is Flirty Werewolf Gary.
Hello?
Hey there, baby.
Hi.
You're that chick that's into Mama Monster Erotica. Is that so?
Yeah, that is so, actually. Are you too?
Damn, Skippy.
I never used to get to talk to guys like this. This is actually really hot.
You see, my friends used to call me Flirty G.
Okay.
But I was bitten 1 month ago on the night of the full moon. At a place I never should have been.
Really?
An outdoor Goo Goo Dolls concert on a work night.
Mm.
And when there's a full moon, dang, I transform into a werewolf looking for sweet poontang.
I'm not going to lie, kind of like the fact that this happened to you, so we can have a little bit of fun.
In the meantime, you can call me Fa Fa Furry or Wah Wah Werewolf, but my real friends call me Furry G.
I kind of like Furry G. Like how furry are we talking?
Well, let's just put it this way. You better bring a comb and scissors, because pussy juice makes my fur real clumpy. You dig?
I'm actually kind of happy you called me today, because it is a full moon, and I've always wanted to talk to someone when they transform.
I can actually see the full moon from my window. I'm starting to transform.
Transform.
Into a guy with a boner.
Ooh, show me.
Hair sprouting, ears leaking, cock veins growing.
I want to see how big your wear cock is.
Balls filling with jizz.
Show me your wear cock.
Here it comes. I'm changing. I'm changing. Moon full. Me wolf. Give me hole. Give me pussy.
I got to interrupt for a second. I mean, you know, like I figured she'd hang up on you when you said that your fur gets clumpy when there's pussy juice in it.
It only made her hotter.
Made her hot. It's unbelievable.
Howard, so I produced this call and we found a website for people that are into monster erotica. And we put Gary on the phone with this woman who is into all of this. So it's crazy, but she's in this world. She likes it.
Yeah, Flirty Gary even broke into a song. Well, first I'll play you this. This is fucking crazy, too. She couldn't get enough of this fucking flirty, fa-fa-furry Gary. She couldn't take it. And I should mention, the call went on too close for an hour. We can't play you the whole hour, although maybe we should.
I made an 11-minute... I would say a solid 11-minute cut if ever you want to air it on like a 101 as like a midnight special.
Really?
And it's solid. Like the full thing is just Gary shooting at his lines and she's there reacting and
well,
it's nuts.
And no matter what crazy werewolf shit he threw at her, she ate it up and actually just spit it back harder even.
I'm officially Flirty Werewolf Gary. Now spread those legs and show me something hairy.
You want to bite my pussy?
Shit, girl. I'll bite you so hard, I'll turn that pussy into a werecunt.
Ooh. Be, like, real rough with it. Really, really rough. I want you to turn my pussy into a werecunt. Harder. I like how primal you are. It's really, really hot, actually.
I'm getting hard, and I hope it don't make you sick. That my dong looks like a tube of soggy red lipstick.
Your big red werecock is actually, it's really hot.
Do you mind that there's a couple of gnats flying around it?
No, that's fine. I can, here, let me like swap them away for you.
Ooh, gentle.
Okay.
I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I put it in your shitter, but tonight, I want to make a litter.
Really? I'm down for that, actually.
Well, girl, you're in luck.
I'm so down for that.
Because I'm about to give you a bunch of werepups.
We're going to have a ton of little cute werepups.
Get ready to take my seed, because this weredaddy's about to breed.
Yes. And you know what? You have, like, your wereballs are, like, real big, so I know that you have a lot to give me, too.
These hairy nuts may only come out at night, but Fafa Furry always comes inside.
I want every single drop inside my little wear cunt.
I hope you're ready to nurse all my little wear pups.
Well, I'm going to take our little wear pups, and I'm just going to hold them against, like, my big tip. Yeah. And they can, like, drink and lap and suckle on my tits. I'll be a good wear mom.
And now that I've actually turned you into a wear mama, you have 8 tits.
Ooh, that's going to be even better. Like, that's going to be even easier for when I'm, like, feeding our kids, our little pups.
Girl, your heart is my territory. And that's why I want to piss on your tits.
That is kinky.
Sure enough.
Let me get on my knees.
I'm going to pretend those tits are a giant fire hydrant and piss on them right now. You ready?
Mark your territory on me. Make me yours.
I'm lifting that leg. Ooh, ooh.
I can feel it.
You feel that hot, steamy wear piss on your tits?
I can feel it dripping all over my tits.
Oh, yeah. You mine, girl. You mine.
Piss on my 8 tits. Ooh. Piss on my 8 tits.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, man. She's into it, man.
Piss on my 8 tits. Here's something you have to understand. We're recording this in Gary's office, okay? He's dressed as Teen Wolf. I gave him different costume options. Right. He chose Teen Wolf, and he looked great.
Why did you dress him up, by the way? Just for fun? I mean,
well, we're trying to, you know, promote the app and social media and stuff like that. And, you know, to bring him down a bit. He's had a very good year, so we want to humble him. But as he's saying, you know, I'm going to piss on your 8 tits, and I'm going to turn that pussy into a wear cunt. There's like an office behind him.
No, Gary, you listen, he's got to do his job. He's got to be a werewolf. Yeah.
It was, and for whatever reason this day, and I can't explain why, it was the entire female staff of our audience. And I'm going, I'm going to piss on your tits. And everyone's like freaking out. And even our cameraman, he's laughing so hard, I can barely keep a straight face.
Well, you did a beautiful job here because this woman's very turned on by you. I mean, you're very professional. Oh, yeah. So as I mentioned, then Gary kind of was trying to get out of the phone call at this point. So he chose to sing a song and close the call out. And here he is.
You heard of Kibbles and Bits?
Yes.
Well, this wolf loves nipples and clits.
Good.
Nipples and clits. Nipples and clits.
I have nipples and clits. Nipples and clits.
Nipples and clits. Nipples and clits.
Nipples and clits. Nipples and clits.
It's clits. It's clits. It's clits.
Clits and clits.
Shit, girl. You're making me nuts. I feel a song coming on.
Oh.
I'm just a werewolf with his penis in his hand. Chewing plantains and talking to a real hot chick.
Yeah?
The moon is full and so are my huge wereballs. So come on out and sit on this big smelly werewolf dick.
I'm ready.
Ow. My cock is driving. Ow. Sing it with me. Ow. My cock is throbbing. Ow.
His cock is throbbing.
Oh, shit, girl. You're my little whore in Zevon.
Oh, I am your whore.
Hey, you into three ways?
Absolutely.
Good, because I'm fuck buddies with Lassie.
Oh. Wow, okay.
Anyway, mama, the moon's a sinking and this wolf cock's a shrinking. You feel me?
Oh.
When the moon goes down, I transform back into a mild-mannered, Guatemalan-looking radio producer.
Oh, you're still really hairy, though.
Yeah, I'm hairy. But I got weird toes and huge teeth. Still want to bang me? Not doing it for you, huh?
Maybe you should call me back when there's another full moon.
Shit.
Sorry.
Well, anyway, I'll look for you next time the moon changes, and hopefully you'll still be on your period.
I absolutely will. Why don't you give me a call back when the next time you transform?
Because if that cunt's gushing, I'll come a-rushing.
You can lick up every single drop.
Good deal. My beard always smells like pennies. Have a great night, mama.
You too.
Furry G. Out.
Bye, Furry G. Out.
Wow. You hit it off with her. You know, all those years in bars just hanging around trying to be the good guy. What a waste of time.
May I buy you a drink? Hmm. I